Excuse.gov.
Things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love.
7 half of the hour. As we get on to the next hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, everybody is talking about the Oscar nomination, so why not us? The Good Day program featuring the Boomer Broads. Actually, we only have one Boomer Broad. Anne Marie is here. Maria Bailey is here. Jennifer is here. Roberta's here. Richie's here. I'm here. So it's two guys, four women. Richie, we don't stand a chance.
Battle like
back
gods,
away.
Man. Yeah,
this is a bad
time. And a pizza parlor. Wasn't that the name of a TV show?
It may have been. All right, so there's nothing, though, here that really stands out. For those of you who, Jennifer, why don't you quickly run through the list very, very quickly.
Sure.
Of who's nominated. The Oscars just announced in the last half hour.
Okay.
What do we think is appropriate and inappropriate here, or what's exciting, or what's just blah, or what's obligatory, or what's what?
All right, Best Picture, The Kids Are All Right, Toy Story 3, The Social Network, The King's Speech, Inception, The Fighter, Black Swan, 127 Hours, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. Best Directors, David Fincher for The Social Network, Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, Joel and Ethan Coen for True Grit, Aaron Frownsky, I always mispronounce that one, Black Swan, David Russell, The Fighter, Best Actor, Colin Firth for The King's Speech, James Franco for 127 Hours, Jeff Bridges for True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg, The Social Network, Javier Bardem for Beautiful. Best Actress is Annette Bening, The Kids Are All Right, Jennifer Lawrence, Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman for Black Swan, Michelle Williams for Blue Valentine, Nicole Kidman for Rabbit Hole. And then the supporting actor is Christian Bale for The Fighter, Jeffrey Rush, The King's Speech, Mark Ruffalo for The Kids Are All Right, John Hawkes for Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner for The Town, and supporting actress is Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Melissa Leo for The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld for True Grit, Amy Adams for The Fighter, and Jackie Weaver for Animal Kingdom.
So take your pick.
Well,
I need one of those.
Yeah, this is only, I believe, the third time an animated film has been nominated for Best Film. Beauty and the Beast was one last year, or when was that? I forget when it was, but there have only been a couple, so that's in there.
It's also was unbelievable.
Yeah,
Toy
Story 3 is also best nominated or best animated feature, so you got to think it's going to probably win there. Will it win against The King's Speech? Probably not.
And you thought The King's Speech, so you picked The King's Speech as best.
Who did?
Well, I haven't seen them
Maria
all, but
yes.
Maria
I will
does.
Just tell you it was unbelievable.
Oh, it was fabulous, yeah. But I don't think it was the best movie.
What do you think was the best movie?
I think Black Swan. Or.
What about you?
We lost the last part of your cell phone or whatever you're on. I just dropped out.
I'm on a regular landline, and I don't know what happened, but I said either Social Network or Black Swan would be my choice.
Social Network was pretty phenomenal, too.
Yeah. So,
what about you, Doug? What do you think?
Well, I have not seen The King's Speech yet. I want to see it. I have no interest in seeing Natalie Portman in The Black Swan because I'm told it's too dark and it wouldn't be good for me.
It is dark, very dark.
I saw Inception. I thought that was quite an intriguing movie. You really had to be focused on it in order to kind of get it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure even if you focus on it, you got it. But I think that kind of movie really gets people stirred up, and we need more movies like that, frankly, to get us to think. I thought True Grit was done much more to my liking than I thought it was going to be. Frankly, whether that's certainly not a reason. You just asked me personally. For
you
to
liked The Fighter, too, didn't you?
I thought The Fighter was very good.
Great. I thought The Fighter was very good.
Too.
But is it nominated also? Yeah, because
yes.
They have 10.
Yes.
Yep.
You know how funny it is to sit here. You have small kids. You get to see like one movie a year. I picked mine. I got True Grit. Now I just get to sit here and listen to you people with.
I don't. Yeah. I saw True Grit and I don't have kids. I'm just lame. I think.
You'll be able to download it. You'll be able to get it online.
Yeah. All right,
you know what? I want to say, call me crazy if you'd like, which wouldn't be the first time today. I don't care who the best director is. I know you're supposed to care, but I don't think the public cares, do they?
No. No, the public doesn't. Public cares about three things. Best picture, best actor, best actress. Other than that, the show's over.
They do.
Maybe best supporting actor and best supporting actress.
Maybe supporting.
If it's a Steven Spielberg, somebody everybody knows they're going to root for him.
Yeah, or James Cameron.
Right.
In this area, Ben Affleck, because he's a big favorite, local favorite.
Right. Well, but he's getting his stripes nationally, deserves the attention that he gets. Isn't it interesting as a side story how he and Matt Damon, who grew up as neighbors and friends in Boston, went through their formative years working together, having fun together, reading together, writing together, and how they both have carved separate but very successful careers out.
Yeah, usually one would do well and the other one would just kind of fall away. Yeah, but they've both done very well.
And they both have maintained that great friendliness, the friendship that they had as kids growing up.
Says a lot about who they are, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
I also really like the way they live their lives now.
Yeah.
I really do. And that influences me. Yeah. A lot.
You think that might be because they both have each other to kind of keep each other
I think it's just the way they were brought up. I don't know. Maybe
they are great. They're family men as well as being interested in helping others. Both of them have causes that they are very devoted to, spend a lot of time on. They are credits to Boston. And credits to the film industry, credits to their families. And do they deserve this kind of recognition all the time? I think they're getting the recognition, and they'll get it as, time allows. But I think it's good that they come up. I'll tell you something. That Amy Adams in The Fighter is an extraordinarily well-played role. The woman that played the mother, Melissa Leo.
I thought she was amazing.
Unlikable as the character is, she did a good job making the mother unlikable,
for sure. I was going to say was that I think my personal feelings also influence whom I'm rooting for.
Oh, sure, of course they do.
Jesse Eisenberg, I think I told you on a previous show that we met him. He was one of the only stars that we reached out to because we were doing public service announcements pro bono for an animal shelter in Washington, D.C. And he was the only one, and he showed up by himself, tiny little skinny little guy, by himself, happy to do it, no publicity,
Well, these people are real people. They need to, some of them need to realize they are real people.
Yeah, you're right.
Remember how they got to where they are. This is going to be a hard one. The best supporting actress may be the hardest category because this young lady, Haley Steinfeld, who is the girl on True Grit, is up as well. If I were voting, I'd probably vote for her.
You would?
Amy Adams. Either her or Amy Adams.
Oh, I think Melissa Leo was by far, without doubt.
But you know what? I didn't like her character,
so I wouldn't vote for her.
No, I didn't like the character.
I thought she was amazing.
And where did she come from? Whoever heard this woman before?
What movie is this you're talking about?
It's a fighter. The mother of Wahlberg's character.
She started in soap operas, Doug.
Did she really?
On My Soap Opera, All My Children. I'm so proud. Yeah, she really did.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah. She was very good.
I thought she just gave
You believed she was who she was.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And actually...
What's the matter with
that phone? The real mother was just in the hospital, and Melissa Leo went to visit her. She had a pretty serious,
Right.
I just thought that was kind of interesting how real life was imitating.
Now, speaking of real life, James Franco.
No, I can't see that movie.
127 Hours.
Yeah, I can't see that movie.
He is going to, with Anne Hathaway, be... the presenters.
Yes. What do we think of that?
He is so interesting, that guy. He goes here's a guy that's up for an Academy Award who's still performing on a soap opera, who does TV, who does all this weird
Franco
stuff.
Franco is on a soap opera?
Yeah, he keeps going back. I can't remember which one, like General Hospital, I think. One of them, really? I don't know. Days of Our Lives, something.
All right, let's get into, I want to get underneath the skin here of everybody. Anne-Marie, you watch.
So you're going to start with me, right?
Yeah, okay. I am. Soap operas, you watch any?
Nope.
Yes or no? No soap operas.
Not only that.
Would you admit to it if you did?
Of course, sadly, but I don't even watch reality shows.
Me, Maria, you watch soap operas?
I used to watch All My Children religiously. Religiously.
So. Jennifer, you watch soap operas.
Yes, every day. Only All My Children,
really?
Now. Absolutely. I have.
Roberta.
My mom's pregnant with me.
The only soap opera that I ever watched was when I was a teenager and I used to watch Dark Shadows. Remember Dark Shadows?
Quentin. Yeah, yeah. Everybody, all the kids thought I looked like him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only one that I ever watched.
Doug, do you?
Do I look like him?
No,
do you watch soap operas? I watched the, you know, I was in the hotel leaving the other day in El Paso, and there was a soap opera on, and it featured a bad Australian guy, and I don't know, it may have been All My Children, but I'm not sure.
An Australian guy?
But there was a woman on there that he was in the sack with when the show started that I thought was superb. And so I was in and out as I was taking a shower, drying off, brushing my teeth.
Let me hook you up, brother.
Okay, brother.
Turn on Univision or Telemundo at about 8 o'clock at night for the for the telenovas.
Really?
You don't know what they're saying.
Do they translate? These are American soap.
Rich, I do the same thing. I don't know what they're saying, but I watch it anyways.
It's like Sabado Gigante. I love that show. Right. You don't understand a word they're saying, but it's great.
Univision is on all day long in my house, and I have no idea what they're saying, but, man, those girls are hot.
Don Francisco. I love him.
Hey, America, what a country.
Yeah
exactly.
Anybody watching any of the Housewives?
I watch The Bachelor.
The Bachelor, all the VH1 shows.
I want to watch. I have the hots for Elizabeth Hasselbeck now, so I watch the.
Oh, you're so fickle.
I am. For now, what do you think I should have the hots for?
A year and a half ago, she was vapid. Now she's
hot.
She
was vapid, but I don't know if she's still.
She grew a brain, apparently, right?
Actually, she's actually grown into that role quite well.
Yeah.
You want me to have the hots for Joy?
No, I just think that you've come
Barbara?
To like her better.
I was in the elevator with Whoopi Goldberg last week.
Oh, yeah, she was on the cruise. No.
And she didn't heavy, even laugh at my joke. I'm boycotting the
video. So what was the joke?
I just made a joke.
We actually, the Boomer Broads call ourselves The View without Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you only present one side of the issue, yeah.
If you need one, call me.
Anne-Marie from the View, from the Boomer Broads. It's 19 after. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Beyonce or Etta James?
This is Etta.
Birthdays for Tuesday, the 25th of January, 2011. Etta James, who is known for... Boy, she gets confused, doesn't she?
Well, that's why I asked.
Not in that way, but for Catwoman and some of the other...
Eartha Kitt and Etta James always were confused, I think. Anyway, remember last year the big hoo-ha over this song between her and Beyonce because Beyonce had redone it in that movie?
Yes, why did they ask Etta James to do it? That was the question.
Well, Beyonce was in the movie. She acted in the movie.
Yeah.
So Etta James came out and said, "That's my song."
Wasn't it at the inauguration that happened?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Etta James.
That's right.
73, born in the state, 1938. All I could do was cry. Tell me, mama. I found love at last, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So happy birthday to her. Barbara Carroll, a jazz pianist's birthday is today, back to 1925. So happy birthday to her. She's 86. Hall of Famer from the International Motorsports Hall of Fame, Richie Buddy Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the guy who took me around. I've told you this story. He's the guy who took me around the Moroso track down at Vero Beach at 183 miles an hour with no seatbelt, no headgear, and an open car. I was sitting on a plastic seat.
Oh, my God.
And when I got off, I got out of the car, I threw up. I held it till I got out of the car. Fastest win ever in the Daytona 500, 177.6 miles an hour, 1980. Wow. He's had been in every kind of accident you can imagine. He said his body's been rebuilt completely these four times.
Evel Knievel.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Wow.
All right, next up, Richard Finch, bass player for KC and the Sunshine Band. Get down tonight. 57. Today, happy birthday to him. Let's see what else. Today was Rock Your Baby. I mean, look at all these songs. That's the way I like it. Shake, shake, shake.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake your booty. I'm your boogeyman.
Yep.
Keep the love coming. I like it too. Boogie shoes. Blah, 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 blah. All of them sounded the same. They're all good.
Massive hits of the 80s, man.
Good.
Can't tell greatest hits of the 80s.
Nope, you sure can. Lee Taylor Young, the actress, birthday today. She's 65, looks like. Yeah, 65. No, 60. 66, actually 66, yep. Let's see, you're Andy Koch, guitarist with the Fine Young Cannibals.
Oh, you're not really going to skip that other one, are you?
Not really, what? Did I skip one?
Yeah. I mean, I love Fine Young Cannibals.
I'm sorry, I skipped Terry Chimes, drummer from the Clash.
Yeah.
Sorry. Train in vain. Shouldn't train be spelled T-R-A-N-E?
No, this is like choo-choo train.
Well, is it train in vain? What does a choo-choo train do in vain?
I don't
mainly
know.
In Spain on the plane.
But I'm going to go insane.
That's a good pop song. I remember it vaguely.
From some punk rockers.
Yeah. All right, we need to say happy birthday to Alicia Keys as well. Was 30 today. Why would we pick this song?
This is our better representation.
Yeah, this is the monster.
This is
I thought
there
was a bigger, better song than this.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
What do I know?
Give me something else, though. Hold on, I'll go find something else.
Yeah, you got something else?
Sure.
That's right. Gwyneth Paltrow in the news this week. Admitted she's not a very good mother. She told Good Housekeeping that she keeps her daughter Apple out of school for no good reason. I'll probably get kicked out of our school for admitting this, but I let Apple stay home. I just needed to be with her once in a while. We went to lunch, went to the beauty salon. We were together. Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
Her son is named
okay.
Moses.
That's
right. 28 after
Here's a sound that welcomes spring. Baseball is gearing up. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Spring training is about to start, and Peter Greenberg, the travel editor for CBS News, says seeing the players sharpen their skills is a lot of fun.
You're watching some of the rookies before they become stars. You're not in huge stadiums, so there's a very intimate feel to it.
So check out the Cactus League in Arizona.
And Scottsdale being one of the big areas for that. And you get to see, you know, like the Chicago Cubs playing in Arizona, but they'll play for, you know, 3 weeks. It's great.
Or if you prefer the East Coast.
The Grapefruit League, of course, is in Florida. A lot of the teams do spring training down there.
The season starts in mid-February, and tickets are usually cheap. And you can watch workouts and batting practice on game day for free. We'll link you to an interactive map with more details. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness.
We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Leg.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and sky the nation. No matter what you say,
our video of the day today at gooddayshow.com. You can go to DougStephan.com to get to the same place. Megan Glover, the YouTube sensation. How many people are following her?
I haven't seen this.
No.
Weather updates.
It's supposed to be really
from
funny,
Atlanta.
Though.
Always a bit something extra in them. Most recent, which was supposed to be posted, I guess it was Monday, includes her opinion on the local school district and unemployment. She has had viewers like a million hits. This is, Richie, why don't you play the audio? It's about 3 minutes. I think that people will find this amusing.
It is still quite cold out here, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm tired of it. I really am. You know, I've been cold for about 2 months now, and I don't want to be cold. I have not heard anything from the officials as far as them going out and getting some plows. And I ain't talking about the gospel plow. I'm talking about some snow plows so that we do not have to experience that same traumatic hardship and horror story that we experienced the last time. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going through no another cabin fever season. I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm not on house arrest. You know what I mean? I didn't do nothing wrong like the Atlantic School District. Oh, yeah, I said that. Yeah, I said that. I didn't do nothing like the Atlanta School District, which is on probation. How in the world is you going to be? How's a whole school district going to be on probation? Okay, so us telling the babies to go to school is for naught. They don't even mean nothing. Because if you graduate, your papers ain't worth nothing because the school ain't ready.
No, she's outside in the trees.
So
like
if you don't pass your probation in September, so that means all the schools going to shut down? So everybody's going to be walking around here dumb? Is that what that means? I mean, people, please, get yourselves together. We hired you and voted for you and put you in these positions so that you can take care of the city, the state, and the babies. You know, you are doing, you know, you're doing a bang-up job. You know that? You are doing a bang-up job. You know, and another thing that I want to talk about is how is it that we're going to have a 10% unemployment rate out here in Atlanta, Georgia, but we got potholes the size of cemetery plots all over the ground? You mean to tell me you can't hire some of these people to put some gravel in these holes? You know, finally, when you did put some salt down, when the last snowstorm came, you put too much salt down, and it ate up all the roads. So now we got holes, we got jobs. People should be able to go up there. You should hire these people. Give them whatever. I don't know how much you charge. How much you charge per hour? Whatever they charge, give them some money. It's no excuse for us to have a 10% unemployment rate. Hmm. It's no excuse. It really
I like
is
her.
Not. People, you need to get yourselves together. These officials is not taking enough action. And
have her own
right
program
thing.
On Oprah's own network.
I'm not trying to start nothing, but I am trying to start something so that we can get some fire up on your behind and get some stuff done here. You know what I mean? Anyhow, you know, other than that, everything else is going all right.
Everything's
but
fine.
We need to get some of these things straightened out. Amen? All right.
Okay.
Well, I am Megan McGlover. Your loyal reporter, I want y'all to keep careful and keep warm and just watch the news and we're gonna try to ride this thing out and see when the snow is coming. But just know that I love you long, I love you strong, and I just don't want you to be stupid. You know what I mean? Don't be stupid.
She's hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay, funny. But would she be funny if she was just saying it with no dialect?
No, if she was white and she was saying
it. Well, I wasn't going to say it that way, but...
Why? Why not say it? That's it. Hello.
Well, because I didn't want to sound racist or anything.
Yeah, what is racist about that? Come on. Get with it. Will you please? Anybody who thinks that's a racist comment, you can kiss my white
okay,
butt.
But,
let me tell
okay,
you something.
The point
you can't
is,
bring
if
attitude.
She was speaking in good... I mean, well, not good, but, you
Ebonics.
Know, without a dialect, yes.
Yeah.
Then she wouldn't be funny, and no one would be amused.
But she is funny, because she is doing it.
Right.
So
right.
Then we have something that's amusing and worth watching, the video of the day, at gooddayshow.dougstephan.com. What would you start to say, Richie?
Sisters can bring attitude, man.
Yeah.
And sure plenty of it.
How about
it's
that
funny.
Mother of the Tawana? What was that, the basketball player?
Allen Iverson's mother, when
that
she... When they were blaming Allen Iverson, when he had the gun incident, he shot it in a club.
A couple of years ago.
So his mother is responsible for some of my favorite sound
bites. Get out of my face with that crazy stuff. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. Did the one tell you that?
I used to use that all the time.
Right,
did the one tell you that?
Yeah. That was right after Bill Clinton. When you hear something like, did she tell you that?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Pretty
I have to tell you, when you are coming back into the United States, the place you want to enter the U.S. is Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because let me just tell you something. Those sisters that work in the Atlanta airport, they don't take anything from anybody. They move that line faster than you can even imagine.
Oh, thank God.
Through customs and immigration, man, those women are like, bam, 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 bam. I mean, they take no attitude from anybody. Mm. And it is the best airport to come through back in the United States.
Well, there's nothing worse than going through New York.
Forget about it.
Los Angeles
Miami's
isn't
not
much
too
better.
Funny, yeah.
San Francisco. I remember going through San Francisco coming back from China. That didn't seem to be too bad, but that was 10 years ago. All right, so we have a lot of discussion going on today as well, I guess on the heels of what would it be like if this woman were white, we wouldn't be paying any attention to her. I think that's the same with Oprah and what has happened with her career. Think about the experiences but her life and what brought her to be what she is. How she developed. I think that there wouldn't be.
I thought you meant, do we pay attention to her because she is black,
her
experiences make her the person she is.
She was one of the first, Richie, to break down the TV barrier.
I remember when I was a little kid.
Big time. She was in Baltimore.
She was in Baltimore, and I used to watch her on Channel 13 after
she
school,
the,
Richard
the,
Sharon, Oprah Winfrey show.
Yeah. She did The People Are Talking, the Westinghouse half-hour show that used to air at 7:30.
Yeah.
She did the local version in Baltimore, and then went to Chicago, got to the King Brothers, and they said, this is an idea. She says, well, I can do my own talk show. And they said, well, you haven't got much of a shot, but we'll give you, we like you, yada, yada. So she said, okay, well, they said, we'll own a little of it, you own most of it, thinking it wasn't going to go anywhere. That's why she made $380 million last year, because she owns it.
Not bad.
Pretty much lock, stock, and barrel. and uses that money for good in a lot of ways. I told you the story about one of the stewardesses on the plane I was on when Oprah used to fly commercial, how she would not ever talk to a flight attendant.
Right.
She had Gail King sitting next to her. Gail would talk to the flight attendant.
Oh, goodness.
And then she would say, for example, Oprah would say, may I please have tell the stewardess I want eggs for breakfast, when the stewardess is standing right there looking at her. And then Gail would say, okay, yeah, let me have Oprah would like to have. And then the steward said, well, what would you like to drink with that? And Gail would turn to Oprah and say, what do you want to drink?
Wow.
And Oprah would say, tell her I'd like a cup of coffee.
Do you think it's because she was worried about being misquoted, or because she's so worried about protecting her image? Or
one of the interesting things I found about yesterday, having seen this.
The adoption.
Not the adoption stuff. The adoption stuff. But also, she talked about how people use her. And she got very emotional. She's saying, once you get to this point in your life and you have this kind of success, you can't bring anybody into your life because they use you.
Yeah, it makes you wonder who's really in it for you and who's just in it for
you. So then is Gail King, was she a user or is she real?
Well, I think she's been around for so long.
Well, she's real because she's never sold her out. She may use her to further her career, but the people that she has close to her have been true to her and have never sold her out, like her sister did. And this is the other thing I never knew. Her sister apparently put out the story, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, that when Oprah was 14, she got pregnant.
Right.
And I never knew this, and had the baby. Where is that kid?
Did she really, or is that just a story that circulated?
Yesterday I said, Janet, I was like, what did she just say? So I rewound it, and Janet's like, no, got an abortion or something like that. And I'm like, no, I backed it up. And Oprah said, when I had the baby.
Huh.
And I never knew that.
Huh. So does she have a kid floating around out there?
Well, I thought she miscarried the baby.
I thought something happened like that, too.
Maybe.
But that wasn't this sister. That was the other sister that had all the drug problems and everything.
Whose name, this is amazing, is the same. When Oprah's mother had the one sister who passed away, they named her Patricia. When she had this baby, that's the sister that just came forward, she immediately gave her up for adoption at the hospital. Wherever she went, a foster home or whatever, they named her Patricia as well.
Huh. But I don't understand, if she's 9 years younger, that Oprah never knew. Apparently her mother was pregnant and delivered with no one knowing.
Right.
I mean, well, a nine-year-old doesn't notice that her mom's pregnant.
Apparently an aunt knew, and she was in the audience. But, yeah, how do you be 9 years old and not know that your mom's pregnant? That's hiding it well.
Right, exactly.
You sound like you must have done any bonics a little bit there as yourself.
You told me I was
the whitest guy you've ever heard.
Don't be messing with me.
Yeah.
I did hear that the reason she was so welcoming to this sister was that the sister never sold the story. Mm-hmm. She stayed quiet for over 3 years before she ever got in touch with Oprah, and she said she respected that. Which I can.
That's what got her in the front door.
Yep. And now she's a millionaire.
Nothing wrong with that. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
13 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Maria Bailey, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Now, after the Oscars, we spent a good deal of time this hour talking about the nominations for Oscars. The Razzies come out, the Golden Raspberry Awards, and they usually come right on the heels of the Oscars. So you'd be interested to know that the Twilight Saga Eclipse is leading the Golden Raspberry Award, 9 nominations for their ceremony, which names and shames the worst movies, the worst picture. Kristen Stewart is up for worst actress. Robert Pattinson and Taylor Lautner, a worst actor. Let's see here. Jackson Rathbone, who plays Jasper, picked up 2 nominations for worst supporting. So is this really? I've never seen any.
Well, remember last year, Sandra Bullock won Best Actress at the Oscars, and she won the Razzie for All About Steve or whatever.
Right.
On the same year, remember?
She went to collect it.
She collected it.
Yeah, this is her coming out after that a-hole Jesse Stewart did. This was sort of her coming out period. Jennifer Aniston gets Worst Actress Award nominated for The Bounty Hunter. Miley Cyrus for The Last Song, Megan Fox, and Sarah Jessica Parker. All of the ladies in Sex and the City got shared nomination for their role there. Let's see here. Jack Black for Worst Actor in Gulliver's Travels. Gerard Butler for The Bounty Hunter. See, I like those kind of silly movies I like. Ashton Kutcher nominated twice for his parts in Valentine's Day and The Killers. Everybody dumps on him, but he, as somebody said earlier, I don't know who it was, he can open a movie, and he can. So that's the story on who it is that everybody's got. People love to take shots. And I don't know if that's uniquely American. You've been around the world, Roberta. The Italians is cynical, and Maria, you're as well a pretty well-traveled person. Is there a more cynical place on the planet than America? The English are pretty cynical.
Yeah.
The English, well, that's their humor. I mean, look what happened with Ricky Gervais and, you know, hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah, terrible.
There was a cynicism that just wasn't appreciated in this country.
Yeah. By the way, did you know the film, the MTV film, TV show Skin started in England a couple of years ago?
Yes, five years ago.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to make a new rule.
What's that, Rich?
You stop talking about that show.
What, Skin?
You mentioned it like 50 times today.
It's Skins. Becky's new favorite show.
Yeah.
Come on.
Skins?
Yeah.
Skins.
You want me to talk to him? No more skins.
No more skins.
One more.
All right.
You got 10
no
more seconds. Get it in as many as you can.
No more skins.
That's right.
On Good Day. We're all done with that.
Four.
Yes.
Three. Say
two.
It. One more time.
Skins.
Ah, skin.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tonight's State of the Union. What a difference a year makes. Or does it? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. We take you back to Wednesday night, January 27, 2010. President Obama not mincing any words and talking about political differences.
I knew that both parties have fed divisions that are deeply entrenched. And on some issues, there are simply philosophical differences that will always cause us to part ways.
And here we are, a year later, everyone seemingly yapping about bipartisanship in light of the shooting in Tucson and the major gains made by Republicans in the midterm elections last fall, which included taking control of the House of Representatives. So the question is, in terms of style, tone, and substance, what can we expect in President Obama's State of the Union address tonight? David Walker is a former U.S. Comptroller General and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. He says the President needs to lay out a roadmap for recovery.
Because we're living well beyond our means, and a debt crisis could happen in the United States in the not-too-distant future if we don't start putting our finances in order.
And Walker says it'll take more than just toning down the rancor to get the economy back on track.
We're going to see some symbolism where people are going to be crossing the aisle and sitting with colleagues on the other side of the aisle. But in the final analysis, it's results that count.
One more note about last year's State of the Union address. It lasted about 70 minutes or so and had 86 of these. Interruptions for applause. Yes, there are people who keep track of that number. Let's give those folks a hand. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the east, the cold temperatures are behind us, and we're ready for maybe some midweek runs with freshly fallen snow. A great chance to get out on some quiet trails with good packed powder. Mount Sunapee in central New Hampshire with up over 60 runs and 17 miles of skiing. They ride the packed powder. Waterville Valley in New Hampshire up over 50 trails. While in Vermont, Okemo riding at 114 runs spread across five peaks. Jay Peak in northern Vermont, close to 80 trails riding the packed powder as well. On to the Poconos where Big Boulder has 15 trails. They have day and night skiing tonight. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania with a recent 10 inches of new snow in the last five plus days. They ride all 42 runs, day and night skiing at Seven Springs. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina with 20 runs of packed powder as well. Now heading out to Utah where Deer Valley has scored fresh snow in the last couple of days, almost a foot worth. 95 trails open at Deer Valley. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, with plenty of fresh snow, a foot and a half recently, 116 trails. Sun Valley checks out 75 runs from 16 lifts. Schweitzer in Idaho with over 90 runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Good day on Wall Street with the Dow nudging closer to the 12,000 mark, climbing 109 points yesterday, finishing at 11,981. S&P up 7, NASDAQ with a 28-point gain. Crude oil down $1.24 a barrel to $87.87. A federal judge entering a not guilty plea yesterday for accused Tucson, Arizona mass shooter Jared Lee Loeffner. The 22-year-old Loeffner did not speak during the brief proceedings in a Phoenix courtroom, but laughed, made faces, and smirked during the session. This is the sound of parcels being sorted at a post office. And the U.S. Postal Service is moving closer to closing some 2,000 post offices starting in March. The wave of closures could just be the beginning. The agency is reportedly reviewing half of its 32,000 post offices because they're operating in the red. The Postal Service initially announced it would close just 491 post offices starting at the end of last year. The Postal Service hopes to close a budget gap that topped $8 billion last year alone. Did you hear about this? A British woman hung up the phone when an Apple executive called to notify her that she had won a $10,000 iTunes gift card for downloading the company's 10 billionth app. Gail Davis said she thought the call was a prank. She did eventually connect with the company and did get her prize. Finally, Super Bowl 45, Steelers and Packers. You already knew that, but now we know who's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner a week from this Sunday. So yep, the NFL confirming that Christina Aguilera will sing the anthem at Cowboys Stadium in Texas February 6th. Here's hoping she does well with a song that is among the toughest to sing. Now, she could try to give it her own spin, as Mariah Carey did some years ago. Mariah sliding all over the musical scale in an effort to show off her vocal cords. You also have what is generally thought of as the best Super Bowl anthem of all time, 1991. The unforgettable Star-Spangled Banner from Whitney Houston. But let's just hope Christina Aguilera can hit a nice final note, unlike last year when Carrie Underwood brought it home this way. Listen, I'm never going to win American Idol, but didn't that sound a little pitchy to you, dog? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.